Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is your man, Johnny Hawkins.
And Miguel Germain, known as Champagne Bubbles.
And we'd like to welcome you to Vibrations with Johnny Hawkins. All right, all right.
Ooh, we got a juicy conversation to have today.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, can you tell me what we're talking about?
Is she wifey material?
I hope that you are ready to give us some enlightenment as what qualifies as wifey material.
I'm going to do that because I have a beautiful, lovely wife.
Okay.
But I have a lot of beautiful, lovely female friends.
Okay.
Professionally and, you know, just that I know, as well as family.
Okay.
And they're single. They don't want to be single.
Mm.
And so I have a lot of conversation with them often about, Johnny, can you find me a man?
Mm-hmm.
These are qualifiably great women that deserve their own husband.
Yes, we do. Because I am a part of the single nation. I will give you my contact information at the end of this podcast if you want to take a sister out for a meal. So
okay.
Let's get into it.
All right, all right. So, is she wifey material?
Mm.
Well, That's really good. That's really good. I'll tell you this. I like to refer to the song, or at least a slogan in Snoop Dogg's song when he says, and please take it as it comes. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Woo-wee.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And so men, we do, or I did when I was single, we treat women differently according to how we classify them, pretty much on first impression.
Is that right? So there's a whole mental checklist.
Mental, look, first is physical.
Okay.
We check you, either you're fine or whatever. We find something in you that we like.
Okay.
We see you. We are creatures of habit and we are hunters.
All right.
Okay. So then we see you, we like you physically. You may look like, from the very beginning, you ain't wifey material. But you're hittable. Oh, talk to
hittable? Wait a minute. So, you're saying just from your first impression.
You ain't open your mouth.
You can classify hittable or wifey material. What does that look like? Help us to understand.
We would need visuals to really get into the deeps or the depths of it. But the bottom line is how you're dressed.
All right.
How you're dressed and what you're showing me, what you're showing the world, what you're showing us, how you're dressed is number one. And then how you walk.
All right.
Are you selling it?
Oh.
Are you selling it?
Maybe.
Well, see, that's not good. That's not good. Okay? Because I ain't trying to buy a damn thing.
Teach us. Teach us. We need to know. So you say how we're dressed. So give me an example.
Well, again, classy is cool, but edgy is also nice, you know, just I don't want to see it all, especially in the now. I do want to see it all. Let me fix
help
that.
Help me. All right.
As a man, I do want to see it all.
Okay.
But I don't want everybody else to see it all when I'm seeing it in public. You understand?
I see.
So, but again, a little sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh hell, a lot of sexy is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how you are portraying it, how you're presenting it, you know, to the world. Okay, so I love, and again, I'm a married man.
Let me qualify, but I'm still a man. Qualify this, so you're not blind just because you're married.
Girl, please, I enjoy the days. And when I say days, I mean the days of seeing women every day.
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all were put here for us to enjoy, you know, as it relates to the visual beauty of you.
Yes.
Respectfully.
Absolutely.
So I confess, I'm guilty.
All right. So when you say how we dress.
Yes.
We can be sexy.
Please do.
But not reveal too much.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Can you give me some visual examples? I need to be able to see it. Is cleavage okay? Is it not okay?
Cleavage is okay unless it looks like you have a butt on your chest.
Oh.
We don't want to see that. But you're lovely.
Thank you.
Yours looks fine. Me Too movement. I'm not trying to start no problems. This is my coworker, and we love each other, but yes, she's also my sister.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, we talk, you know, so she compliments me, I compliment her. Mm-hmm. So again, use what you have.
Okay.
The way that, you know, in a proper way. Meaning, you guys don't want to see men who may be well endowed
mm-hmm.
walking around with a certain pair of pants that may be a little too tight. Y'all don't want to see all that, do
That's
you?
That's true.
And you don't want your children seeing that either.
This is also okay? true.
So it's the same sort of like with us when okay. you're like, when we're out in the streets and mm-hmm. you're walking around. You know, I like, what do you call them? The biker pants? What are they called? It's not the, what
like
do you call them?
Spandex? Leggings.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love a good pair of leggings.
That was a good creation for you?
It was a great creation. I'm cool with that. I love me some leggings.
Stacey, my prayers are with you.
Please. Stacey, I love your leggings, and you know I love your leggings, okay? So,
yes.
Leggings.
Okay.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Patterns of all sorts.
All right.
But not every person needs to be wearing every pair of leggings. Am I wrong about that? Or
you're not wrong about
it. Okay. So that's the bottom.
Okay.
Okay. Now we go up to the top is what we said. You know, be comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
Love yourself. But do I have to see everything even if I don't want to see it? So that's what I'm saying about the look. And
okay.
so if we see you and you're showing stuff that first of all, you shouldn't be showing. Okay.
To other than your man. So
correct.
Are we talking about time and place?
What do you mean you say time and place?
Like there's a time to be fully exposed.
Of course.
And then there's a time
not
to be fully
exposed.
Of course,
of course.
Because some women think that the more I show, the more attractive I am. So we're going through these great lengths, you know, to reveal more. And maybe he's not hollering at me because my skirt is too long. And, you know, I'm not sure.
That'll never happen with a man.
No.
A man
is that's considering you for a wife.
Especially if he's considering you for a wife. A man is not going, we have great imaginations.
Okay.
Okay. And to be honest with you, women have a certain way about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You can have on something that covers you
okay.
But it's your walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's your swag, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's your style.
Mm-hmm.
That is more attractive to a man looking for a wife.
Than a thong.
You dang right.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, presence-wise, we see it. And I'm going to tell you this right now. For most men, or for the majority of men,
okay.
when they see that wife,
mm-hmm.
they claim that wife. Oh, I'm going to marry that woman.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's real.
So the first impression is lasting. It can make or break this future
Absolutely.
Proposal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Meaning you see her and you know her and you say, I want that to be Ms. Hawkins or, you know, if you're, you know, whatever your name
okay.
is. You know, that's my future wife.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a real thing, you know. Again, the other side is that's just hittable.
So give me more insight about that. So what differentiates a woman that's wifey and hittable? Can you enlighten us
well,
as to what that looks like?
Okay, sure. Okay, so going back to what I said, the wifey is the classy, she's mm-hmm. the sexy, she wears it well, she carries herself well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, she talks well and she just makes you want to get to know her more.
Okay.
That's the wifey, you know, just based on conversation, you know, it's like, damn, you know, you see her, you walk up to her, y'all start kicking, it's like, damn, you know. I like this woman.
So it's more than what she looks like. It's also what she says and the quality of the conversation.
It's everything. It's everything. You know what I mean? It's the smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's what is most appealing to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like mm-hmm. I'm a bootyologist.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I like dark meat and and I like thighs
okay.
and hips.
Okay.
And the buttocks.
The buttocks.
Yes, yes. So every man has their preference.
All right.
So, yeah, that you got me off topic. I'm thinking about something I should be thinking about. I'm
Come
sorry.
On back.
Okay.
Come back to the light. Come on back. Come on. We are talking about the difference between
there you go, help me.
The wifey
thank you, Jesus.
Material versus hittable. Like, okay. How do we discern the two?
Okay.
So what if both women have a nice buttocks?
Right.
Okay, yeah. And you being a bootyologist. So okay. You both have yes. Nice buttocks. How do you know which one is wifey and which one is just hittable?
Well, okay, again, it's like what I said. If I come up to you and I talk
okay.
To you and you all over the place,
mm-hmm.
Or you seem to be not as engaging.
Mm-hmm.
You can't carry on a conversation.
Okay.
Or you asking me questions about where I work and what's going on. Let's get turned up and this okay. And this and that. And the first thing you're saying is let's go to another club if okay. we're in a club already. Or mm-hmm. If we're not in a club, you want to go to a club.
Okay.
Are you trying to get treated to something?
Mm-hmm.
That's very unattractive. That's really? Very unattractive. Yeah, yeah.
Why so? Like, I mean, isn't a man here to provide? So if I want to be provided for, what's the problem? Why we can't just hook up and make this work?
I'm not trying to get another dependent. A man is not trying to do that initially. He wants to get to know you.
Okay.
He wants to get to know you. He wants to feel just like he likes you for who you are,
mm-hmm.
He wants to know that you like him for who he is.
Okay.
Okay. That's so if the first thing that you're saying is, buy me a drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's different than, may I buy you a drink as an offer?
Mm.
That's important.
So the woman that might assert herself and say, buy me a drink, she's more on the side of hittable?
Yes.
Not wifey.
Exactly.
Because wifey will wait for you to offer.
In most cases, yes. Okay. Yes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because that's just the way it is. You know, we men like to take care of things,
mm-hmm.
like to, you know, feel protective of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So with that being the case. And thank you for clarifying that
because
there are a lot of women who are taking on these real aggressive, approaches
mm-hmm.
to men.
Mm-hmm.
And are you saying that that's not attractive to most men?
Overly aggressive. Now, it's A-okay
mm-hmm.
to come up to a man, you know, that you're attracted to and introduce yourself and say, hey, what's going on? That's cool.
Okay.
But it's what happens right after that, and then from that point, that makes or breaks
okay.
things for the average man. Don't tell us too much.
Mm.
Don't give us your history in 10 minutes.
So don't go into my failed relationships.
Mm-mm.
My baby daddy hasn't been helping me take the children to school. You don't want to know that?
We don't want to know all that in the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because we're trying to get to know one another. So, again, we're not trying to acquire new drama. We're not. And we're not trying to acquire another dependent.
So okay. What are you looking for? If you're not looking for the drama in the dependent, what are the qualities in a woman that will get her to be a wife? And what does a man need from a woman to take her from just being the girlfriend to the wife? What is the difference with that?
Brothers want a trusting partner.
Mm.
A partner, first of all, that they know that they can trust because we're trying to do this thing together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I can be a player all day by myself
mm-hmm.
and pick up woman A on Monday, woman mm-hmm. B on Wednesday, mm-hmm. woman C on Friday. Okay. If that's what you want to do. But once you are a man that has acquired a certain level,
mm-hmm.
you're looking for a partner, and that partner is someone that you can trust with everything because you really want to give her everything.
Okay.
That's the goal. You know what I mean?
Well, that's good to know. So the woman that may be classified as a hoe or whore.
Whore.
You're saying she can't be trusted with everything. You can't give her the keys to the kingdom that you're building.
That's well said. No, we don't want to do that. That would be foolish.
Okay.
That would be foolish to even think of such a thing. There are men that do that.
Okay.
They end up having nothing. But I mean a man, a good man,
mm-hmm.
with good assets,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a good lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
good credit,
mm-hmm.
okay? He's looking for someone he can trust to then come in to the fold with him to make him better and their lives better, you know? So, again, that's the distinction. That woman is not telling me in the first 10 minutes about her whole damn life.
Okay.
How bad it was, or asking me, can she borrow, or telling me how much in debt she is. I don't want to hear it.
You're not interested?
Very unattractive.
So you don't want to come rescue us in that way. If, you know, and I'm not saying this is my truth, but if a woman was in that space, you don't want to be Captain Save-A-Ho. That's not what you're looking to be.
I know guys like that.
Okay.
I know men that are what we call Mr. Fix-Its.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Fix-Its are those kind of guys that see a woman as a project.
Okay.
There are men that do that. And, you know, if that's your thing, do it. But most men that are trying to get somewhere are not trying to, again, find something that they can fix. They want someone maybe that can help fix them or make them better, or that they together can then move forward fixing things and creating a legacy, creating a family.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Building. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's about building with a trusting partner, you know. And so it's getting to that point.
Okay.
But I'm telling you right now, when we see you, we know you.
Okay.
So we're just basically vetting you. We're interviewing you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you should be doing the same to us.
Absolutely.
You know, every question matters.
Absolutely.
Every answer matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we have a lot of divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Because people aren't what? They aren't vetting.
It's
just the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
mm-hmm.
all they're looking at. Mm-hmm. And that plays out.
It gets old real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would say that that's true. So the single women, we need to know that less is more, would you say? Like less revealing is more attractive? Is that a fair statement for most men?
It's fair, but don't lose your sexy.
Okay.
Don't lose your sexy. Don't think you have to lose your sexy. We like the curvatures.
Mm-hmm.
We like the curves.
Okay.
Again, we like the walk of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't mind an invitation being extended
okay.
to us, you know what I mean? As long as it's done in a classy way.
Tastefully.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But we're going to pay attention to where you're inviting us to.
Mm.
Okay. Don't invite me to the strip club with you.
You don't want to get turned up and lit? Like, I mean, but there's so much in social media and, you know, certain women are moving in a certain kind of way.
They single.
Well, a lot of the young girls may think or may be easily, you know, influenced in a certain kind of way.
But you're only young for so long.
To present themselves.
You're only young for so long. You're looking for a husband. Most women are. Not all women are. And mm-hmm. it's cool. If you don't want a husband, that's cool.
Then that's
you
true.
Do your thing. But if you're in your mid-20s, you just got out of college,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? You want to eventually have a husband and a family. Then you need to start thinking about how you're going to conduct yourself and what you need to do seriously to get the right partner. I hear women crying all the time about how they can't find a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, you need to start thinking about that if you want a family, because men are thinking about it. You
okay.
can believe men are thinking about a wife.
Really?
Oh yeah. Finding a wife.
Well, that's very interesting, because it seems like that's not something that's on a man's mind, you know. But I guess it's a certain kind of man.
It's a certain kind of man. It's a certain kind. You have the players.
Okay.
You know, I've never been that, but I know plenty of them. And then you have the man that's on a mission.
Okay.
So, again, you should be vetting, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it should not be offensive to the man
mm-hmm.
if you're asking a certain level of question. Certain type of question.
Absolutely.
Again, you don't want to know his net worth. You don't go up to a man in the first 5 minutes and say, hey, you know, what's your net worth, baby?
Show me your portfolio.
What, exactly. Is your credit score 720? You can't do that. You're going to scare that brother away.
Okay.
You know, so
kind of ease into it.
Ease into it.
So what kind of questions would be appropriate or comfortable for a woman to ask a man? You know, during their initial exchange.
Initial exchange is just trying to get to know each other. Hey, how are you doing? Where mm-hmm. you live? You know, mm-hmm. what part of town are you from? You know, what do you do for a living?
Okay.
That's fair. You know, what do you see yourself doing, you know, maybe this summer or this fall? Do you have any special plans?
Okay.
Et cetera, et cetera. And then just let it grow from that.
So learning know? About hobbies and seeing if you have similar interests
exactly,
and things of that nature.
Right. Right.
So are there the women that you classified as hittable?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things could you be with a woman that is only hittable, that she might think she's wifey material, but in fact she's not? She, you know, is just only going to stay in a certain space.
That's the game. That's the game. That's how it's played.
Okay.
You know, she hopes maybe, but mm-hmm. he knows definitely not.
Okay.
But he's getting out of it what he wants, right? And you're still allowing him to get out of it what he wants.
Mm.
If that's the agenda, then just keep it straight and say, yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, you are just this.
Right.
You know, versus you will never be that. You don't have to be that harsh.
Okay.
You know, but just be honest with her, because I think that's cold too. I think a brother should basically say, you know, I'm having a good time.
Okay.
You know, I'm having a good time with you and this is what we're doing, you know, but I'm not looking to do anything any more serious than this right now. You know, I think that's fair. I think every woman deserves that so that they can then make up their mind
mm-hmm.
to decide if that's what they also
if that's
want to
what
do.
They want to do right. at this right. season right. of their life.
Right. Because yeah. things change, right?
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So just let it grow.
Have you ever known a woman to move from just a hittable space to wifey material, or once you're classified, that's just kind of where you're going to be?
Well, again, it's have I ever known? The answer is hell no.
Okay.
I've never seen that, but I know it happens.
Okay.
That's a lot of work, but the guys that I know
mm-hmm.
that are older men, well successful, mm-hmm. I mean very successful, that do what they do, they go out hunting, they see it. They acquire it, they get it, and it's done. I have maybe on occasion, but less than on one hand, known maybe a guy that has met a woman that he didn't say was going to be his wife. And then that woman, you know, came.
Converted.
Yes. Yeah. yes. She somehow, some way, you know, but all eyes are popping. All eyes are like, dude, we don't know if that's going to work. Okay. If you ask us, you know.
Okay.
I'm not gonna judge you or your woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put my business, make your business my business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me,
mm-hmm.
if I'm your boy, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, but I'm not going to just say, bro, you know that ain't wife material. Who am I to do that, right?
Okay.
But it has happened.
Okay.
It has happened.
But it's
right?
a rarity.
Yeah, wasn't that the movie Pretty Woman or Woman in Red? Which one was that? Was that Pretty Woman? With Julia Roberts
oh,
and
yeah.
then the guy, you know, the rich
mm-hmm,
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And his circle was wondering, like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So they don't tell us the end of the story.
Okay.
But watch this. See, to my point, that's Hollywood. When he first met her, mm-hmm. when she was in the hotel, she was wearing the big old boots
mm-hmm,
and looking like a skank.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the movie goes on, she's dressing better.
Uh-huh.
You know, because the concierge is
yes.
helping her.
To...
You see what I'm saying?
To become more classy
yes,
and more
yes.
ladylike.
And so you will be more respected.
That's
okay.
true.
And so it happens.
And do you remember when his boy tried to have sex with her?
Oh, see?
You know, because although she was with him and they were together, if you will, but his boy shot his shot.
Because, again, that was messed up.
Yeah.
That really wasn't his boy
mm-hmm.
to be doing something like that. That's a violation of the man code.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the man code at a different point. But the bottom line is, it proves my point. When we see her together, we label her.
As a hoe.
Yes. Well, yeah, as hittable.
Hittable.
Yeah, we'll use that term.
We'll use that. That's softer?
Yeah, it's softer.
It's more politically
yeah.
correct, you think?
Well, okay. I don't know. We may make it.
I don't know.
But in any event, anywho, as you
new
would
decade,
say.
New decade, new word,
yeah.
hittable.
So, mm-hmm. basically, we see her.
Okay.
We're guys. We're at a club. We say the same thing.
Okay.
You then go date her. You start. You hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys become a thing. To your friends, she was still the same person.
Gotcha.
Right? That we saw in the beginning. Right?
Yes.
You asked. So the question is, yes, it happens,
mm-hmm.
but not that often because...
Mm-hmm.
You have to really convince us, but we're really not that convinced,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because we see you for who you are based on what you show us.
So does that mean that I can't evolve as a woman and, you know, learn some things and start handling myself better and move from hittable energy to wifey material? You know, can I evolve as a woman
Absolutely.
When I didn't know
Absolutely.
Better? You
Absolutely.
Know, as a child, I did childish things, but now I've gotten some insight. Some of the elders have pulled me in and said, oh,
okay.
baby, you don't want to do it
okay.
like that. And then represent myself, or am I always going to be typecast from my teenage version of myself? And it's like,
No. You can always change. You know, I'm all about that. Okay. I'm all about changing and improving, and I'm a hopeful guy. You know, I'm forever hopeful. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you the question.
All right.
Reverse. Is a thug always a thug? Are you going to say, I'm going to marry the thug? Is he going to evolve? He out here on these streets one day, right? He doing this and this and that. And you, damn, rough neck like that. Okay. Beefcake look good. Beefcake was good. Can he evolve to the point of just of being, quote unquote, that man that you were giving special privileges to one day being your husband? Same question. Just a man asking you now. Talk to me. Somebody talk black to me.
Well, in my experience.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's pretty much going to be what it is.
Don't be mad at the brothers.
I was just asking. I just want to be an angel advocate, you know. So
we keep it real here at Vibrations.
Sir. Okay? Yes, we do. We keep it real.
We're trying to educate, inspire, and encourage, but we're going to keep it always truthful.
Yes, right? Sir. I agree. Point well taken.
All right. Okay.
All right. I just was, trying to keep a membership in the sisterhood circle. Just had to ask the tough questions.
As you should. Now, again, wifey? Mm-hmm. Is she wifey material? There's a benefit, I think, to being in the category of wifey. Because guess what? You don't even have to literally get married.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying you have to per se get married.
Okay.
I'm saying once I see you as my wife, mm-hmm. then you are my wife, regardless of whether or not we married.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that's a special place.
Yeah.
Now, society makes it more important mm-hmm. that you get that paper.
Okay.
But as a lawyer, I can tell you, as a couple, you can do everything mm-hmm. that you would otherwise be able to do single, staying single, or being married.
Okay.
With the exception of those corporate benefits, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there are companies now that are allowing, what do they call
them? Partnerships.
Partnerships and persons that are not married to actually, receive the benefits. So all I'm saying to you is you don't have to demand as a woman that you marry me if that's not what you guys want to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because you can still have that union, you know. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
You know, so I don't want you thinking you have to be married, mm-hmm. you know, because that's the way it is. No, you want to be treated as such.
Okay.
With the dignity and respect and honor, you know, of the wifey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is the benefit then of being a wife? Like, what is the benefit of going from that space or having access to everything?
It's being that in the mind of the man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because if I think of you as my wife, then I think of you in a whole different manner.
Okay.
Meaning men really are emotional.
Okay.
We really are. Mm-hmm. Don't let all the...
The macho.
Yeah. No, men are emotional. Some men gossip more than women, straight up.
No, this is true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we cry. Mm-hmm. We cry to each other. So, yeah. Yeah, it's important.
Okay. Well, I was, when we were toying with this topic, and then I went online to find out, well, what does that even mean? Mm. How do you define wifey material? Well, they were saying, of course, every man makes his own decision based on what's good for him. Mm. But there was some general consensus around the subject.
Okay.
Would you agree or disagree that the woman that becomes the wife knows how to handle life versus, like you were saying, the damsel in distress, like at all these issues? Would the wifey be the one that can have your back when the chips are down?
Absolutely. The brothers want a ride or die. And when I say brothers, that's not a color thing.
Okay.
Men want a ride or die.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You whip me with the good. You whip me also with the bad. You know, brother missed a paycheck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chips go a little lower. Mm-hmm. I want to know that you're not going to be looking for the next Mr. Right, you know, but that you're going to be there with me, right?
So you miss a paycheck, I shouldn't be posting my profile on Plenty of Fish, is what you're saying.
You that first woman we talked about.
Not me. I'm just asking on behalf of the people.
Don't take it personal. No, you that woman that we're talking about, she's that hittable.
Okay.
Okay? Because she's not being authentic. She's not giving. You know, this is a give and take type of thing. You know, this is a union we're trying to build.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are there benefits with being monogamous? Uh-oh, the M word.
Oh, boy.
The M word. Are there benefits of being monogamous and having that wife so that you can build this union and you can reproduce these children if it feels that that's what you want to do? Because all couples don't choose to birth babies. They birth businesses or projects and things of that nature. Mm. So, is that attractive?
I think monogamy is the idea is important.
Okay.
It builds stability.
Mm-hmm.
It allows for trust. And when you have that, it basically allows for you to be more willing to explore with one another, be free, you know, and to just sort of surrender, right?
Yeah.
I'm using the S word now, surrender.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I think monogamy is great. You know, again, if that is
what they agree upon.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Again, in every union, you define and decide what the boundaries are and what the definition of your relationship looks like and is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think overall, for men especially, because we are persons that possess. So we're not trying to share on. We're not trying to share thing.
Okay.
So that word to us is very important. Yeah.
Possess.
Oh, well, see.
Do I want to be possessed? That's the question.
Well, no, I didn't ask that question. I wouldn't dare ask that. That don't make sense in 2020.
Teasing.
In general,
yes, sir.
We are predatory.
Okay.
Okay.
And protective. Of your home base.
Yes,
and everything.
Yes. And so we want to know, you know, I think they got songs to say, you know, what the songs talk about as it relates to, you know, the hip hop or the singing, and they're talking about this is yours, et cetera. You know what I mean? Figuratively, I am yours. You are, you know, I'm trying to say it the right way.
Versus, yeah.
You know, getting
I agree. So it's important to choose a woman that will maintain the things that you're building together as a man and protect it. And the hittable woman may be more open to allow outsiders in that can damage the kingdom. Is that fair to say?
Well, there isn't even a kingdom with the hittable.
Oh, okay.
She's not in the kingdom.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
She just in the bed.
She in the shrubs. We go get her and then we bring her to the bed.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we put her back in the shrubs.
Okay.
Okay. We don't say it like that.
Okay.
Because that wouldn't be proper courtship.
So how does that look like? What if there's a woman right now does not know that she's just in the hittable category? What are some kinds of things that she should look for in the movement of her man help her to discern how he has classified her?
He absent a lot.
Mm.
That's the biggie. He can't be found when he needs to be found. He's absent. You are a hittable. You are not wifey material. Let's just keep it 100. But watch this. If you my lady.
Okay.
And I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you are either in my mind already my wife or going to be my wife.
Okay.
I am going to be accountable to you. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
so therefore, good. I'm not going to be absent.
So you're not going to be spending me the voicemail and, you know, having all these connection issues when I'm trying to connect with you.
Not if I can help it. Because guess what? As much as you want to hear from me and see me,
okay,
I too want to see you and hear from you because you're important to me.
Okay. So if a man is not responding in that way towards us, then we can just classify. I mean, we can deduct that he has classified us perhaps as hittable.
Or not as important.
He's not that into you.
Well, he's into you. But he ain't that into you.
Gotcha.
You know.
Because there are levels to this.
There are levels to this thing we call love.
Yes, yes sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hope I answered it. That's one thing. What else? Let's see. So accountability.
Okay.
Okay. Means that you're important to me. And then what I share with you, you know, if we're not having engaging conversation, we're just talking BS topics and things.
Okay.
And No.
So is it fair to say that a woman that is wifey material, a man will share a lot of his inner self with her?
Oh, that's a major compliment.
Okay.
When you get to that point with a brother sharing that with you,
okay,
you know, then yeah, you struck gold for real, because we're not the type typically that just open up. Again, we're emotional
gotcha.
Beings, but we're not willing to share as much, you know, always with, especially not with the other one.
Gotcha.
But with the one that we want to come together to be our trusting partner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we want to give you it all. You know, that's a major compliment.
So what kinds of things can a woman do that can earn that kind of respect or earn that kind of trust for a man to be comfortable in opening up and sharing himself with her like that?
Be nice.
Mm.
Be nice.
Don't have an attitude?
Just please be nice. You know, be there for me.
Okay.
Be there for me. You know, so be nice. Being nice is a major turn on.
Okay.
You know, I'm not talking about walk over, step over type of nice.
Okay.
I'm talking about just there and nice and acting as if you really care, right?
Okay.
About what it is that I'm saying to you and what I'm sharing to you. So being nice is, you do that. And if you can cook, oh my God.
So be nice, cook, dress classy. I'm trying to get some bullet points so those sisters that you reference, and myself included,
right,
can better position ourselves
right.
to move from being single to closer to wifey, if that's their goal
yes.
or our goal.
Yes. And well, this is a big one.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to check a brother.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because that's what mama did.
Okay.
That's what the big grandmothers did, or the best grandmothers did. That's what auntie does.
Okay.
You know, so again, if I like you
mm-hmm.
and I'm sharing with you, then be honest with me and tell me if I'm off track. You know what I mean? Don't discourage me, you know, from what it is I'm trying to do, but be honest with me. I know it's a fine line, but you know
so
what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to do when I told you I needed the rent money and you didn't have it. And I mean, so what's the big deal? Like, I'm telling you what I need. So why isn't that attractive?
Because again, I'm not trying to make you my dependent. I got my own rent. Okay, and I may have grown ass kids, okay, that I'm putting through college.
Okay.
I don't want to pay your bills.
Okay.
You know. Off rip.
But Destiny Child has a song. Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bill?
Okay, now watch this. Watch this. Destiny Child. What you said, Destiny Child? What's her name?
I think
Beyonce
that's
cool. uh-huh. with her gorgeous self.
Uh-huh.
She also has a song that says what? Put a ring on it?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a young Destiny Child.
All right.
The older, mm-hmm. more classy
mm-hmm.
Beyonce.
Enlightened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it.
And now she's worth how much with her and her awesome husband, Jay-Z? So things change. You have to progress. You can't stay where you were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair to say. Now, I remember when we were talking and you were saying that as a man is considering his future with a woman, that he should look at her mother.
Ooh.
What kind of insight can one possibly gain from observing a female's mother?
Okay, great question. And you're right, I did say that. I basically said, look at the mama. I said, you like your girl now? For the future of your girl, look at the mama. So vet her.
All right.
And women should do the same thing. Look at his father. Is his father present? What's the relationship?
Okay.
That he has with his mother if daddy's not present.
Okay.
So y'all don't be paying attention. How does he treat his mama?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Okay. If he treat his mama like, then he gonna treat you worse.
Absolutely.
Okay. So yes, go get to know mom. See what mom is like, because truth be told, as a woman ages, typically they become more, what, similar?
Similar.
Similar to their moms, right? They pick up the habits of their mothers. You looking at that mom
mm-hmm.
and all the beauty that she is basically what you potentially will have, not always, and the woman that you're looking at today as becoming your wife.
Okay. So what if the mama is off the chain crazy because she hasn't been doing her inner work and healing and going to therapy or praying or whatever her process is, but the young lady, the daughter, is presenting herself differently? Should one run away from the daughter because the mother has not yet done her work?
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't say you have to do that, but you should. You should keep it on. You should keep it on yellow. Okay.
Keep your eyes open.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and then just again, you don't have to rush into a thing. Learn the thing again with pressure. Squeeze anything, what's real comes out.
That's real. So, ooh, that's so real.
You know, so yeah. Basically, get to know the woman. You know, again, you can proclaim her to be the next, you know, your spouse, mm-hmm. but then get to know her, and she should get to know you. But find out, and then get to know her family.
Yes.
You know, get to know her mom.
Because it is a union of all of that all comes of that. With.
It's coming.
With the person, and especially if there's a legal contract of marriage.
That's right. That's
and
right.
All of that has had an influence on shaping and molding
That's right.
each person.
That's right.
Well,
That's
that was
right.
very enlightening, Johnny.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think that you have shared a lot of great things. I know I've learned a few tips, and I don't plan on being single for long.
You won't be. Okay.
Yeah, it's a matter of choice because it also is a vetting process right, back and
right,
forth.
Because,
you know, we may get into a topic one of these days about the other side. Is he husband material? Or
that's fair.
Or is he Mr. Right? Like, what does that look like?
That's
because
right,
women
right.
have, you know, certain things that we're looking for as well.
That's right.
So it's nice that we will be sharing balanced conversations here and hopefully thought-provoking and
That's right.
stimulate some things so that we can all just continue to be the best that we can be as we're interacting with one another.
That's the name of the show, Vibrations with Johnny Hawkins. We're trying to, in good vibe,
yes.
with love and care,
yes.
share information that will help others, right?
Absolutely.
Saying out loud what people, you know, are maybe thinking, but mm-hmm. sharing it, hoping that you'll get something from it to help you get to your next level, you know.
Yeah.
Again, with good vibration, good energy.
Yes.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I promise you, I think that you shared a lot of key insights because as women, we talk to each other. We yeah. don't know the mind of a man because we don't have the mind of a man. And the stuff that we come up with doesn't always translate well. So I thank you for being willing to share of yourself from the male perspective to help, you know, us to fine tune ourselves if that's what we want to do.
It's my pleasure because, again, I have great friends that are older,
mm-hmm.
that are still looking.
Okay.
And they oftentimes come to me and say, do you know anybody? And unfortunately, I don't, because then you guys always say, the good ones are taken. Okay, again, so, you know. Pay attention.
So just out of curiosity, are these women that are coming to you, would you classify them as hittable?
Oh, no.
Or they are wifey material? They just, so what can you share to help them with their process?
Well, basically, first of all, the women that we're talking about are definitely not hittables.
Okay.
They are great women. The majority of women that mm-hmm. I see out there mm-hmm. are great women that just haven't found that future permanent mate.
Okay.
Right? You know, their own man. So I would simply say be careful where you go.
Okay.
Be discriminating as it relates to the things that you engage in. Meaning,
okay.
don't go to a club and you're going to find your husband. That's probably not going to happen. You're probably going to find your husband at work.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe in your church.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe even at the grocery store. That's a good place.
That's a good place.
Oh, that's a good place. If a brother is at the grocery store buying his own damn groceries.
That's a good look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause you could eventually be doing that for him or you guys doing that together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if that man has the decency to be in a grocery store shopping.
Okay.
As opposed to going through the, you know what I mean? The drive through mm-hmm. at a Burger King or McDonald's. That guy, that's a good dude.
Okay? That's a good sign.
Yeah. yeah
you well, know. That's good to know.
Yeah. yeah.
Where are some other places that women may find quality men that would maybe discern that they're wifey material and not hittable?
I think the gym is cool.
Okay.
Again, places where people are both trying to improve themselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not a club. Not a strip club, not at the bar, gyms. They're both there trying to become you
healthier.
Know, healthier.
Okay.
Are
you listening, ladies?
Yeah. Well, groups like, you know, places where people come together and do like group things. I don't know because I'm married, so you know, where do people go for like
maybe for hustle lessons or
there you go.
Things
there you
of
go.
That nature?
Right, right, okay, right. That's it. Church, mm-hmm. you know. Work. I think most of us meet. No, seriously, most of us meet.
Don't pick them up at the bus stop.
Men do all the time, but again, those are the hittables. Okay, no, don't do not pick up a man from the bus stop and think you're gonna then turn him into your husband. Mm. That's not gonna happen. Mm. No, but if that brother's working,
okay,
and then you get to know him at work,
okay,
and you get to hear what his aspirations are and what he sees his future as, yeah, that's
and
good.
Then as a woman, I can see. I can decide if where he's going, if I want to help him with that.
Exactly. Because he'll share that with you.
Yeah.
You know, if you ask the question and you appear to be nice mm-hmm. and caring and wanting to know, you really want to know. That guy's going to be, oh, wow. The single dude's going to be like, yeah, that's attractive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there a way to detect like a gold digging energy? You know, if a woman is appearing a certain kind of way, but she really is just about the finances, but may come off as, you know, wanting to be more, but really aiming for your pocketbook.
I think you see it when you see it,
and okay.
it shows itself really quick because sisters these days, you know, I can speak for the sisters because, you know, when I not speak for them,
okay.
but speak to men that, you know, go to sisters, women of color, they pretty much have an agenda.
Okay.
Those that right want something.
Okay.
Not all women. I'm talking about those that have an agenda that are the women of color, in specific black women. I can speak to that. They tell you what they want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll show itself right away.
Okay.
So.
Well, I think this has been very enlightening. I know that I'm walking away with some things. I hope those of you who are viewing that you have gotten some tips to help you if you are not being successful in your dating scene to maybe tone down your dress a little bit. I'm all here for free expression. Please do you.
Yes, yes.
However, at the same time, if you are not attracting quality men, then some of these things that Johnny shared with us today, you may want to consider those and adjust yourself accordingly. And then we would love to hear from you and you can tell us how that has worked out for you. So
absolutely. And ladies, if I were your big brother, what I would say to you is be cautious and be careful.
Okay.
You know, don't become a victim by being vulnerable, right? Ask the tough questions, but come on slowly, subtly, be nice, you know, act genuinely as if you're interested and share with him. You know, a brother's men, they want a wife, they want a mate, they want a companion that is just his, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, that's what we want, but you have to basically share with us and but do it in a gentle way. You know, we're not saying you have to be our mothers, you know, or our sisters, but what we're saying is we would love for you to be our best friend. If you can get a brother to be your best friend, then you got a good man. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm saying. If you can develop that friendship so that no matter what happens, you know, he loves you mm-hmm. and he knows he can depend on you because mm-hmm. he can trust you. You got a good man. So again, if I'm your big brother, that's what I'm saying. So again, screen them and be careful, right? Just be careful.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny. That was very enlightening.
Yes, yes.
And we look forward to you all sharing your thoughts and comments about today's topic. Let us know your experiences. We would love to engage with you as our Vibe Tribers and tune in next time.
Exactly. And where can they look for us at?
They can find us at www.vibrationspodcast.com.
Yep, www.vibrationspodcast.com. Or they can email you where?
At info@vibrationspodcast.com.
Very good. And me, Johnny, at vibrationspodcast.com. And then for social media purposes, they want to reach out to you. And
they can find me at Nigael, and that's N-E, capital G-A-Y-L-E, Champagne Bubbles on Facebook.
And just Johnny Hawkins on Facebook. social media. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to engage with us and join in the conversation. We hope this has been good for you as it has for us. It's all about good vibe and good energy. It comes from our heart, from us to you. God bless you. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye now.